When I was in your class, you started writing letters to me, and we became pen pals. So what motivated you to write that first letter to me?
I always try to make connections with all my students, and I knew you pretty well, but you were very quiet. You know, you're a good student, well-behaved. And I think it was towards the end of the year when one day it was after school, and it just hit me, you know, like, I should write to this girl because you were the most amazing writer. You're just this energetic with all these ideas. And so I thought, I got to write to her and hopefully she'll write back. And you did. So this is the very first one. I had left a note on your desk. I think you probably came in the morning and found it. And it says, "Dear Ms. Stang, I'd love to write letters to you. As I told you, I also love receiving letters. I'm shy, so I have trouble coming right out and saying things. But I'm not as shy when I write or when I talk about writing. Love, Carolyn." And that was so true. I mean, you always were able to describe yourself so well.
This is so cute. You're the best friend / pen pal / third grade teacher ever.
I'm definitely going to be a writer. First, I'll be a teacher for 5 years. Then I'll become a writer. And then I will probably retire to a living on a farm with lots and lots of horses. One question, do writers have to retire or do they keep on writing? Love, Carolyn. Because you probably didn't want to, right? You didn't want to have to stop writing.
And the letters continued for a couple of years, and that was through a lot of important times and changes in my life. Did you see me change or grow throughout this time?
You know, we haven't seen each other in 5 years, but even just talking to you now and finding out what you're interested in, I hoped that you would still be into writing, and you are, which is wonderful. But to hear that you're much more open, and it's wonderful. That is a great change to feel comfortable enough to share what you're thinking, because I bet there's a lot going on in your brain.
I just think you don't realize what a big impact you made on my life. So really, thank you for everything you've done for me.
It was my pleasure. And it's wonderful to see you again. And I really do want to keep up with you because it sounds like you're going to do great things. I know you will, no matter what you choose. And I do hope that it involves writing of some sort. Because writers don't have to retire, you know.